Hey guys, welcome to Tea and Crumpets.
I'm Vicky, and the fun fact about me is that my favorite number is 11.
I'm Madison, and the fun fact about me is that I love vanilla ice cream.
I'm Pamela, and the fun fact about me is I love tacos.
Let's cue the music. Gonna be one less lonely girl.
Today's topic on Tea and Crumpets is gender and the novel Jane Eyre. Let's take a listen.
Okay, so I will be starting off with the reading from page 375. Jane asked, "Did Mr. Oliver employ women?" And the lady from the bakery responded with nay, it was men's work.
So this is kind of interesting to me because while men were given, you know, many different opportunities in the workforce and the different workplaces, women weren't really seen as capable as doing the same work as men and thus treated inferiorly, when really women are just, you know, they're equal to men.
Yeah, like during, as we talked about in class, like in the Victorian ages, women were looked down upon for their gender and people thought they couldn't do everything that they thought they were capable of, which really stopped some people from doing what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I agree. Women were overlooked as an option in the workforce because they were only viewed as caretakers, mm-hmm. expected to perform their stereotypical jobs.
Yeah. So to continue our talk on the gender theme, I'll be reading a new passage from page 408, and it's sort of to just continue our conversation about the gender in the Victorian era and how women were a lot of times seen as inferior to men. So here's a passage from page 408. "It is a village school. Your scholars will only be poor girls, cottagers' children, at the best, farmers' daughters. Knitting, sewing, reading, writing, ciphering will be all you will have to teach." So this quote, I think, is really interesting because it's really just implied that girls, all they have to... of course, it was included that they would have to learn to read and write, but the main emphasis was on the knitting and sewing. And this is just really interesting because in a girls' school for poor girls, in a school for poor girls, it's almost expected that it'd be taught, that sewing and knitting would be taught. But we know almost certainly that in a boys' school of the same era, that boys would not be expected to learn knitting and sewing. And this is sort of because women and girls of the time, and honestly sometimes still today, are just expected to be housewives, and they're expected to just stay in the house and do the housework like knitting and sewing. So, and boys and men are not expected to do that.
I think same thing as Pamela thinks, and back in the book when St. John was like, when girl gets out of college and or whatever mm-hmm. education she's doing, that they are automatically expected to be governesses. And I think that St. John has no context in that because he's not a girl, and two, I think girls can do anything that like they want to, and they shouldn't be restricted to, hey, definitely. When you get out of college, you need to be a governess. Like, I don't think that's right.
Definitely. I agree. It's definitely a shame that women or girls aren't given the same opportunities in the classroom as boys when it comes to learning, and that boys get an advantage in learning more relevant things when it comes to the impact on your future and where mm-hmm. you end up, unlike women who are sadly only taught household jobs.
And that's really sad to me also because When in the classroom, when women and girls are not encouraged to be anything more than just housewives that sit around the house and basically work for their husband and just do chores all day and not actually have the opportunity to get real jobs and pursue the futures that they want, it's really self-confidence destructing. I don't know if that exactly makes sense, but girls and women's just confidence in general lowers, and then they see themselves as not being as good as men, and that's just not true.
It really puts them down, and their self-confidence is lowered.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get to Madison's passage and analysis, we're going to take a little break, and what will we be playing, Pamela?
Match that song to the character!
All right, let's go!
Okay, so now we will play our first song and guess which song matches to a certain character. Take it away.
Okay, let's go. Walk me home in the day and the night. I can't be alone with all that's on my mind.
Okay, so great now song. That song is played, does anybody have any guesses on what character it goes with?
I really can't think of one.
Pamela?
Is that maybe Jane? Because she's so in love with Mr. Rochester?
Yes!
Okay!
Hey,
what up?
Perfect. Let's go to our next song. Okay, so our next song is going to be Halo by Beyonce. Let's roll the clip. Hey, girl, it's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. I love that song.
Me too. Okay, so now that song has been played, does anybody have any guesses as to what character that corresponds with?
I do. Is it Mr. Rochester?
Yes! Good guess.
Yeah. Yes, Victoria?
So why do you think it's Mr. Rochester?
Well, in the book, Mr. Rochester learns to open up to Jane and slowly falls in love with her and opens up his walls and lets her in and sees the true side of him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is the next song we will be listening to see who can guess what character it corresponds to. Now let's play Leave Me Alone. Got no time for that. How could you move it like you crazy? I ain't call you back
down. Leave me alone. All right, so anybody have any guesses as to which character this corresponds to?
Is it Sinjin?
Yeah, nice. So a reason that it's Sinjin for me personally is because Sinjin just keeps on bothering Jane and bothering her and blah, 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 blah about marrying him when she doesn't want to. And she kind of has the feeling that she wants him to leave her alone. Great, let's go to the next song. So the next song we will be listening to is All of Me by John Legend. So, any guesses?
Is it Mr. Rochester?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you think so?
I honestly think it's Mr. Rochester because, in my opinion, he loves Jane so much. And just as John said, he loves all of his wife's imperfections, just as Mr. Rochester loves Jane with all her imperfections. And I think it's just a perfect match.
Yeah, I really like that.
Me too.
Now we'll be playing our next song and guessing which character it matches to. Take it away. Do you ever feel like a misfit? Everything inside you is dark and twisted. Oh, but it's okay to be different. Cause baby, so am I. So am I, so am I, so am I. Can you hear the...
Okay, that's a good song. So, is this maybe go with Jane Eyre?
Yes, it does. And it goes with Jane Eyre because throughout the book, Jane thought that she, not necessarily a misfit, but she felt like she was left out, and she felt like she wasn't really a part of, like she wasn't really connected and included with everybody else. So this song just kind of gives you a brief summary of how Jane felt throughout the book.
Wow.
Nice.
Now we will be introducing our next song, which is Playing With Me.
All right.
Let's get this tune going.
girl, why are you playing with me? I don't got the time for that. Might need me a refund. I'ma need that time back. You say you'll try. I've heard that line 1,000 times before.
Okay, so any guesses?
Is it Sinjin?
Yes, yeah. Good job. Yeah. So,
and I definitely see why.
Yeah, so why do you see why, Victoria?
Because in the towards the end of the book, when Sinjin wants to marry Jane, she gives him the idea that she might actually agree to this question, say yes, and end up marrying him. But then she ends up going back to her original answer, which was a no. And she played with Sinjin's mind the whole time with him questioning whether or not she was going to marry him.
Yeah, she was playing with his heart. It's like, the signals I think I'm getting.
I hope you guys enjoyed that fun little game. Now it's time to get back to our last analysis. Madison, take it away.
Okay, so I'll be reading a quick little quote from page 394, and it's, Mr. John, when he grew up, would go to college and be a parson, and the girls, as soon as they left school, would seek places as governess. So Helen, is talking about Sinjin and how he's saying that all girls should, right when they're done with college, they should automatically be a governess and not have the choice to be anything else, which I think is unfair because I think a girl should have an option to do anything they want to do and not just automatically be assumed as they have to be a governess.
Well, in addition to that, Madison, it says that in the quote, and the girls as soon as they left school, but it mentions that Mr. John would go to college, and it's like, I think that's really inappropriate because it's just saying that men can go to college and girls cannot, and it's like, no, I don't like that very much.
Yeah, that's a great catch, Pamela. I didn't notice that before.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I completely agree with the fact that Sinjin gets to have an academic jump compared to the other girls.
Yeah,
and gets,
exactly.
A better education than the other girls and gets to go to college, unlike the other, unlike his sisters, who only stop at whatever level they're at.
Very true.
Great analysis, guys. Well, this wraps up our episode of Tea and Crumpets today, focusing on gender.
I'm Vic.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Pamela. And
we'll cue that.
We'll see you next week. Let's cue that music.
Peace up, A-Town. Yeah.